Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we are into the holidays.
December is right around the corner.
I know, I'm telling you. And we've got lots of great things that we're sharing here. And again, I do always like to start my show with something fun and inspiring. And old wine and friends improve with age.
Perfect for today,
that?
Huh?
I know. So I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, we are right here in the 805. And I'm Kim.
I'm Chad.
There you go. And we got Tom over there getting all our songs and all our stuff together. We got lots of things happening. We've got a great show for you today. And I do want to remind anybody that is just waking up with us. Yeah, I know you got lots of choices out there. We're so glad that you choose us. And we got lots of stuff that we're giving away. And, of course, we're going to share some of that stuff with you. And and again, today we've got Clarissa Reese and Samantha Chittenden. That was a challenge right there. But we're going to talk with them about the Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair. Also, we're going to be talking to Dr. Kay, now I'm all tongue-tied, Kay Wither. And, of course, we're going to talk about bone and joint health awareness. Then we've got Dr. Judith Salerno, and we're going to be talking about Susan G. Komen. She is the CEO of the world's largest cancer organization. And also, we've got Jessica Offerjoyce, and she is going to be talking about Toys R Us and, of course, their holiday hot toy list. I got twins now. I've got three grandchildren now. I'm all over it, so I'm looking about that. Anyways, for anybody that's joining us right now, you can call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear from you. You can listen to our podcast, and that's on iTunes / The Kim Pagano Show if you miss any of our show. Also, what's some of our
We have some great events this week. We have Applause for Paws on Wednesday, November 30th at the Civic Center Arts Plaza. It's a Season of Love musical event. It's an event for all ages. This fun-filled performance, produced and directed by Conejo Players, will be a holiday celebration for the homeless shelter animals saved by Paw Works in 2016. We have Errorless Julie Auxier and a VIP entertainment provided by High Gavorgian. You can get tickets right here or at pawworks.org. Also, Conejo Players is presenting Sideshow, based on a true story of Siamese twins Violet and Daisy. And also, we have the young ladies from Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair. We have VIP tickets for that right now. It's the social event of the year. World's largest wine walk is back right in downtown Ventura from 12 to 8 p.m. Call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right, ladies, tell us about this Ventura Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair. And I do want to say that the Holiday Street Fair, everybody can go to that. That's going to be, I love all their stuff out there. It's kind of like time to shop, right? But I know you guys do such a great job. We follow you and we're part of all of the events that are happening. And of course, this is like the last one of the year, right? You guys have just been like kicking it, and they do such a great job. Tell us about the Ventura Wine Walk.
Yeah, it's something that we look forward to all year long. People message us around March, in all reality, March, and looking forward to these tickets and wanting to know when they're going to go on sale. So it's definitely in high demand. It's a free street fair from noon until 8. So you'll see people there with walking their dogs or kids and people of all ages, and it's super fun. It's free to the public. We even have, towards the night, we have a tree lighting event and snowfall. So that's something you guys don't want to miss. So you guys
gonna
be there.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good time. Good time.
Yeah. So of course we're talking about December 3rd. right? Yes. And we've got this happening, and then of course there's hotel packages, right? So that you can drink and walk and stay somewhere, right? A lot of stuff like that. So everything is right around there. So I'm excited to, you know, to share this and be a part of it. Now, kind of just explain to everybody if they haven't gone there, you know, they stop in, they get their glass, right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they walk through all the different places.
Yeah, we get it. We get asked like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm coming from out of town. What do I do? Okay. They end up, they get, you know, there are hotel deals and everything. So you go, you can enjoy the wine walk from noon to eight. You want to hang out with your girlfriends around four. You guys can go to, you know, you get your tickets beforehand because we are going to be selling out. This is always your.
You guys are almost already sold out.
Sold out all the time. So you go to your check-in location and that's on your ticket. You go there, you get handed your glass, you get wristbanded, you get handed a map, and you can go to any of the over 60 different tasting locations in downtown Ventura and the businesses. You get to shop around, and I mean, what's more fun than that, right? Wine tasting.
Yeah. Now, and how long have you guys been a part of it?
I have been with the Beer Festival for 2 years now.
Okay.
It's a good time. And she's one of our newest members.
Welcome. Okay.
My first year.
Yeah. So have you been to any of their events yet so far?
Oh, yeah. I've been since June. I've been going.
So you liked it so much you wanted to be a part of it.
Exactly.
There you go. All right.
It's just too much fun.
So, okay. And so at 4 o'clock, it's always so many people, but I love that, you know. Okay. So at 4 o'clock, you've already got your ticket. You go pick up your wine glass, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now, what about beer? Is there going to be beer there too?
Yeah. So in all of the tasting locations, all of them kind of have their own little what they're serving, and there's going to be craft beer, wine, sparkling,
champagne, sparkling wine.
Yeah, it's
whatever your
stuff.
Taste and flavor is,
whatever
right?
floats your boat.
There you go.
Yeah, stuff for everyone.
Well, very cool. Okay, so let's talk about now. If they don't win tickets here, how do they get their tickets?
Okay, you can buy them in store at the Ventura Visitor Center in downtown Ventura. There's Sam Satakoi Liquor on the east end of Ventura, and you can go to VenturaWinterWineWalk.com. And purchase your tickets through there.
So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got some tickets for you, and we'd love to share those with everyone out there. Not only that, you know, even if you just head down to the Holiday Street Fair in the beginning and then, you know, send the kids home,
yes,
right?
Yes.
and then stay there a little bit longer. So I love it. And of course, let's talk about the VIP lounge.
Yes, the VIP lounge. Oh, I mean, that is the way to go. For all those people that are going to be joining us in the VIP, you guys really got some good tickets. So you have access to seating. Santa, he's going to be there. It's going to be there. We're going to have a photo booth. We're going to have it's going to be catered by Chef Jason Collins.
Yeah.
Who's, I know Jason. Yeah, he's very popular in Ventura.
Yeah.
And there's going to be more sampling and live entertainment.
Is there anything else that we can share about this great night?
If you're just hearing of the event and we're close to selling out and you aren't able to get tickets, go for the free street fair. It's honestly one of my favorite parts of the event. It's so fun. You get to see people. They dress really nice. People wear their, you know, cutest boots and biggest jackets, and they just have a good time. A lot of pictures. It's starting to bring in the feeling.
I love it. All right. Well, again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, of course, we are talking about the Winter Wine Walk and, of course, the Holiday Street Fair. And we've been given lots of tickets away, and we're so excited to be a part of this again. And you guys do such a great job out there. What I love about it is you bring all the different stores into it. Everybody's a part of it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So it's kind of bringing life back down to Ventura.
Yes.
And so what a great job you guys do. All right. We are the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We got a lot more show for you, and I hope that you stay with us all the way until 8 o'clock. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work. The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our lives. And today, I've got Dr. Kai Winther joining us. We've got some exciting news about aching bones and joints, and of course, Bone and Joint Health Awareness Week. And we're going to talk a little bit about Dr. Winther is going to kind of clue us in. He is a clinical biologist and has published several studies in peer-reviewed journals on efficiency and also rose hip as a treatment for osteoarthritis. And his research is centered on joint, muscular, and cardiovascular diseases. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that. And, of course, we welcome Dr. Winther. Dr. Winther, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you for inviting me to join you.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about who you are, and are you still in Denmark?
You see, basically, I'm a medical doctor, but I realized early in my career that a lot of the normal prescription medicine do have side effects.
Yeah.
And for that interest and for that reason, it could be interesting to look around if we could find other treatments. So I have been through a lot of different plants and bushes to find active ingredients in Mother Nature, and that way around create new medicine. Because I do believe that we need some new medicine. Because for example, if you take the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, we all know that they have side effects. We all know that a certain amount of the consumers get gastrointestinal side effects from the non-steroidals, et cetera, et cetera. So we need new treatments. And what really struck me was that a lot of the elderly who, for example, had osteoarthritis, which nearly will come to any elderly person, they went to their doctor, and then they would have maybe they would have some prescription medicine, synthetic opioids or something like this, or they may have non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and they would have side effects. And what happened was that you were treating the symptom of the disease, you were not treating the reason. Because the reason of osteoarthritis is that your cartilage is worn out, is starting to disintegrate. So what you should do was that you should try and find a treatment of the cartilage. You should repair the cartilage instead of taking away the pain, because the pain is only a symptom of the worn out cartilage. So this was my background to start. Yeah.
Okay, very interesting. And now, what do you think that actually causes our pain and, you know, stiffness?
You see, it all comes from the cartilage, which disintegrate, and you have less and less cartilage in your major joints. It could be the hip or the knee, or it could even be the hands.
Right.
And then the bones more or less starts to rub against each other, and you will have pain. And for many years, doctors believed, and I also believed myself, that the glucosamine and chondroitin would help, because we know that the glucosamine and chondroitin is in the cartilage. And we were treating with this for many years. But year by year by year, we learned more. And today we have realized, at least in Europe, that glucosamine and chondroitin does not work. It is not any better than placebo. So we dramatically needed new treatments. So for that reason, I even put more effort on my research in finding new agents which could repair the cartilage. Okay. And a very successful research program was the GoPro-Rosep treatment.
And now, is that a prescription or over-counter?
No, it is not a prescription. You can go and buy it. It is indeed, GoPro is an all-natural plant-based supplement. And it is even in the U.S. market now, so you can even get it in U.S.
Okay, and that's the GoPro rose hip with, how do you say the last, is it galactolipids?
Galactolipid. You see, the galactolipids, so this is a whole family of molecules in the rosehip. And one family member have a very, very long and strange name. And to keep it simple, we changed the name to the very simple GoPro. And what we were able to show in the laboratory was that GoPro works as an anti-inflammatory agent. And doctors in Switzerland were able to show that GoPro also works as an agent which improves the cartilage quality.
Wow.
It can have the cartilage to get in. So we are treating the reason for the disease. We are not treating the symptoms.
Wow.
And this also explains that you need to be a little patient, because you need to take the GoPro Rosep for a while before it works, because we are going to repair the cartilage and the inflammation. And this takes a certain time. If you are going to take a painkiller, it would work in 2 hours. If you're going to repair the reason for the pain, it will take a little longer time. But it is better in the long run to repair the reason for the pain instead of taking a painkiller.
I completely agree. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Kai Winther, and we're talking about really kind of, I mean, I'm not one to take medicine. I would rather either exercise or you know, do something alternative, and you're talking about GoPro here. Now, is it normal course of aging, though, to have bone and joint pain?
It is very, very normal. In Europe, we do not recognize osteoarthritis as a disease. We say this is a natural part of aging. Like your skin will change when you get older, your cartilage quality will also change. So what we're trying to do is to find treatments which can keep your cartilage, and for that sake also your skin, in pretty good condition. So you can avoid pain and stiffness in your hip and in your knee and in your hands.
And now let me ask you, so are there supplements that, I mean, can you take too many? Is it, how does that work for each person, different sizes, different weights?
Of course, we have taken pretty high doses at the beginning, also to make sure that there were no side effects. But even if we took the 10 double of the daily dose, there were no side effects at all. And today, as far as here in Europe at least, the recommended daily dose is 3 to 4 grams per day. If you are heavyweight, maybe 5 grams a day.
Uh-huh. And no side effects, and it doesn't matter if you're on a medication
no,
or anything.
No side effects at all, and it goes with any medicine. Also, if you're in blood dilution, for example, warfarin, it goes with any medicine, so there's no interaction with other treatments. So you can put it on top of what else you take.
Oh, I like that. Now, let me ask you, if somebody's suffering from, like, say, lupus or... you know, because they have pain, joint pain. Is that something that you would still recommend for that?
What we know today is that GOPO, ROSIP, works in osteoarthritis, and that it also works in rheumatoid arthritis. We have been running a study together with the university in Berlin, and we were able to show that, for example, the number of sore joints declined by 40%. It's after 6 months of treatment with GOPO ROSIP. So we know it works in rheumatoid arthritis and it works in osteoarthritis. It may work in inflammatory bowel disease. We have one small study on morbus Crohn, which is an inflammatory bowel disease, and there are strong indications that it could work there too, but we need to do more research on that topic.
Mm, okay, and where do we find this?
I know that Walgreens, the vitamin shop, and many other retail outlets have it. You can get it in the States. And if you want to learn more about the product and to read our papers, you can go on the internet, gowithgopal.com.
GOPO,
you can find more information.
GOPO.com. Okay, very cool.
Yeah, go with it. Yeah.
Do you currently take this?
You see, I'm in a very special situation. In my family, they all get more than 100 years old. So I think I have not yet got to the level in my life where I will take it, but it may come one day.
Oh, so okay. So you're saying don't take it even as a precaution. Take it only when you need it.
I do believe that we should take it as a precaution. I do believe in the fact that... it is okay to cure, but I mean, if you can do prevention, it is even better. Prevention is better than cure. So I could highly recommend that we start to take this early in life.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being a guest here. And, of course, Dr. Winther, we're talking about GOPO. And, of course, their website and more information is gopo.com. And what exactly is in there, Doctor?
Could you please repeat your question? I didn't quite get it.
What exactly is in GOPO as far as what are we going to be, you know?
You see, we have isolated. Yeah, no. We saw from the very beginning that if you took the whole powder, the seeds and the shells from rosehip fruits, and you were treating, then we could see that there was an anti-inflammatory impact, and we could also see this impact on the cartilage. And then, of course, we started to discuss what could be the active ingredient, what molecule inside the rosehip is the active one, and we were looking after this for many years. And this is a very difficult topic. It is nearly like finding a needle in a haystack. But after some years of research, we found a special galactolipid, a very long-chained fatty acid with some sugar moiety. And this is what we today call GOPO. And this molecule, we were able to show in laboratory settings, it worked on the cartilage. It worked as an anti-inflammatory. So the active ingredient in the rosehip powder is this GOPO molecule.
Okay. Very interesting. I'm going to look into this myself And again, I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Dr. Winther, thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
You got it. All right, you have a really great rest of your day. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be back, and stay with us.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our lives every day. And, of course, you never know what we're going to be talking about. And, of course, as October approaches, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month is in October. And I have talked to her before. She is amazing and interesting. And, of course, we're talking about the president and CEO of Susan G. Komen. And I'd love to share this with all of you. So I hope that you stay with us throughout our show. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. Let's welcome Dr. Judith Salerno. And, of course, again, she's president and CEO of Susan G. Komen. And thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Kim. Glad to be here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself, your vision, and of course, then we'll walk into the goals for Susan G. Komen going forward.
Well, you know, I came to Susan G. Komen 3 years ago, and my background, I'm a medical doctor, and I've worked in a lot of underserved communities, particularly in the Washington, D.C. area, and I've also done research at the NIH. And been involved in health policy. And when I came to Komen, I saw that all of those things that I had been involved with in my life were here at this organization. And this organization was moving forward on all those fronts to make a difference and to achieve our vision of a world without breast cancer. We've never wavered from that, and we're now entering our 35th year. And we have goals that are bigger and bolder than ever, and we know that we can make a difference putting an end to this disease.
Wow, okay. I mean, that's so promising. And now I know that we're finding better treatments and for the most aggressive forms of disease, right, and ensuring equal access to them. A lot of it, you know, before, if we couldn't afford it, then it was like, okay, now, you know, basically you've written your own letter. And now with Susan G. Komen, everybody's able to be able to be a part of this nonprofit, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, we put out in the last week a bold new goal, and that is that we believe that we can reduce the current number of deaths from breast cancer in the U.S., which is over 40,000 people every single year dying from this disease here in this country. We can reduce it by half in the next 10 years. And we can do this by focusing on our research on cancers that kill, as you noted, and by providing equal access to highest quality care. And this is something that we have worked toward, but we now know that we need, that this is the path forward to making that reduction in numbers of deaths per year from this disease. And we're determined to do it, and we're determined to do it within a decade.
Wow. Okay. So, again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, I'm so glad that you're starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, where we talk about the brighter side of life. And, of course, we are talking about Susan G. Komen. We've got Dr. Judy Salerno on, and, of course, she is the president and CEO. Now, what are the, you know, how are we lowering the survival rates from, is there a difference between African-American and underserved women as opposed to the average woman that's able to get to the doctors?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of disparities in breast cancer outcomes in our country, but probably no more significant than in the African-American community. African-American women are 40% more likely to die of this disease than white women. And there are lots of reasons for this.
Please help us with that, yeah.
Sure. Women are diagnosed, African-American women, at a more advanced stage of the disease, at a younger age, and with more aggressive forms of the disease. But they don't always have access in particularly many of our metropolitan areas in the country, to not only high-quality care, but timely care, because we know that getting into treatment once you have a diagnosis really matters and affects your outcomes. So what we've done is just last week launched a African American Health Equity Initiative, where we're investing $27 million in reducing these disparities in 10 urban areas across the U.S. where the disparities are the greatest. And Los Angeles is one of them, where women are 55% more likely, African American women, more likely to die of breast cancer than white women in your area.
Wow.
So one of our focuses is the Los Angeles area, and we're determined to make a difference there.
So, Dr. Salerno, let me ask you a question. If somebody was diagnosed and they have their insurance and, you know, they're going through their doctors, would they still come to Susan G. Komen?
Well, you know, we're there for anyone who needs help, whether it be information, help with financial assistance. But clearly there are some women who don't even get to the stage where they're diagnosed. They might find a lump and they're afraid that it might be breast cancer, or they don't have the resources to get the appropriate diagnostic treatment. And we want to make sure we're there to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks at
any
stage.
And we don't go through this alone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we know it makes a difference, too. We know that navigating patients through a very complex healthcare system actually works, helps people get the timely, high-quality care they need.
So with that being said, you know, community health resources, where can, and women and men, I'm very involved with a lot of these. I was part of the Susan G. Komen down in Dodger Stadium. I'm the honorary chair for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. There's a lot of men that are being diagnosed, and I know that's not as publicized, but where can they go for support through your organization?
Well, thank you, first of all, for your support for our cause, because
thank
it's
you.
The cause of people everywhere, not just women, you're right. There are over 4,000, about 4,400 men each year with a new diagnosis of breast cancer. So,
and
men
you know
should
what,
be alert.
I want to like to stop you on that. It's funny. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm getting older or, you know, the circle of life is getting smaller, because you realize. I remember years ago saying, I don't really know anybody, and then it was one of my best friends, and then it was one of my uncles, and then it was, and it just. You know, I don't know if it's like just more prevalent, or you start to hear more and people are very open about sharing what's going on in their life.
I think it's probably all of those factors.
Yeah.
That, you know, when we started in business 35 years ago, you didn't talk about breasts, or much less breast cancer, in polite company.
No.
But now, you know, we talk freely and openly and on the airwaves like now about
right.
This disease. So we're expanding people's understanding of the disease and the need for screening and their risk factors. But you know, we still have a lot of work to do, because there's still stigma around this disease in certain communities. There's fear. There is anxiety about whether, you know, if they had a cancer, whether they would be able to take the time off of work, have someone to watch their children while they receive treatment, all these sorts of things. And we want to remove those barriers, those obstacles to getting care for everybody, men, women, and really support families who need that treatment and aren't getting it now.
Wow, yeah. Now, let's talk about this for a second, and I so appreciate you being here and sharing this with my show and my listeners. Prevention. What steps can, you know, us men and women, I'm really going to start including men, because I've heard such amazing stories, and men aren't, you know, I want to piggyback on both of this. Women take care of their whole family, and sometimes we're last on our list. And yet men think, I don't have a problem, don't worry about me, you know? And men
go
to the doctor. So there's like, you know, it's the worst of both evils. But what steps can we take to reduce our risks?
Well, I think that men and women, first off, can you know you're normal. Know what's normal for your body. And, you know, if you find something that's changed, whether it be a lump, discharge from your nipple, a thickening in the skin. I had a friend who recently found a little shadow when looking in the mirror, and it turned out to be a breast cancer that she just noticed when she looked at herself in the mirror. And, you know, just so know you're normal, and then go and get it checked.
Right.
And if you know something's not right, don't take no for an answer. Say, I need to know what this is that's causing these changes in my body. Know your family history. Very, very important, because while not, you know, most breast cancers are not inherited, that 7 to 10% of breast cancers are. But you also were learning much more about risk factor genes that might not be determinative of, you know, that you will get breast cancer or you have a high likelihood, but are increasing your risk. So know about those factors. Know about your family history, and talk about your physician with your physician about when you might need genetic screening. And then, of course, you know, get screened. Women particularly, you know, should talk about when they need to get their first mammogram, but it doesn't let them off the hook for knowing their own normal before they might be of screening age. And then, of course, healthy lifestyle. weight. We know that obese women, overweight women after menopause have a higher risk of breast cancer, physical activity, limiting alcohol, these sorts of things. We know that breastfeeding can reduce your risk of developing breast cancer later. And so, you know, all of these things taken together can reduce your risk. As of yet, we don't have a way of preventing breast cancer, but we can certainly minimize our risk by paying attention to our bodies, our history, and doing the right things for our health.
I love all that, and that truly is, you know, like you said, we can't change it, but we can guide it, and we can support our bodies so that we can be our best, and of course, that's what we really want to do, so reduce their risk, reduce whatever we can to make our lives. I always say we don't want to leave any life on the table. So I thank you so much. Where can all of my listeners find out more information?
Well, a couple sources. We have 100 affiliates throughout the U.S., and we have a very active affiliate in the Los Angeles area, which covers a large part of Southern California. And we have actually 7 affiliates in the state of California. You can connect up with the resources in your community through our helpline, which is 1-877-GO-COMAN. That's 1-877-465-6636. And they can answer your questions. They can link you up with your local community resources and our affiliates who are there, ready, willing, and able to help. But we also have a wonderful website, Komen.org. That's K-O-M-E-N.org. And we have lots of information about breast cancer, screening, the latest research, and what you can do to act to help put an end to this disease.
There you go. And I do want to remind all of our listeners, you know, if, please God, you're not going through this, somebody else is, and, you know, all they're asking for is your time. And, you know, I just wrote an article in one of our magazines out here. And, you know, be that miracle. If somebody's going through it, a lot of times they don't have family. They don't have, you know, they can't even think of making a dinner for their family. They don't, you know, life isn't normal. And so anything that you can do to show up in their life without asking, because, you know, most of these people that are going through it are type A personalities. They don't know how to ask for help. And so just show up in their lives and make a difference. And, of course, this is another great thing. If you are going through it, definitely reach out to Susan G. Komen. And there's so many amazing things that can impact your life and your families. So with that, I thank you so much, Dr. Judith Salerno. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you, Kim. Such a pleasure to be here.
You got it. You have a really great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work. The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything. And, of course, we talk about the brighter side of life here out in the 805. And today we're going to talk about Toys R Us. It's interesting. I've got three grandchildren, and I'm finding out what is on their Fabulous 15 list. And today we have Jessica Offer-Joyce, and she is going to be telling us a little bit about Toys R Us, how easy it is to get to their mobile devices, and how shopping and shopping experience has changed a little bit. Most people are doing it online, and they've made it really easy for us. So, again, let's welcome Jessica from Toys R Us. Jessica, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about who you are, and then we'll go down the 2016 holiday hot toy list.
Absolutely. So I am a mom of a 2-year-old little girl. Her name is Grace. She keeps me on my toes, and I love, love, love toys. So that's where I landed at Toys R Us.
Okay. So what's your favorite toy?
Oh, my goodness. I have to tell you. So there's this new toy called Hug Time Poppy. She's based on a character on a new movie coming out called Trolls. So this is Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake. It's going to be so fun. Kids are going to love these characters. But what I love so much about Poppy is her hair. So picture the 1970s, 1980s Trolls with that really cool pointed hair. Well, they're back, and they're so fun. Lots of songs, and they're just bright and fun and happy.
Hmm. Okay, so that's more for a little girl, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Okay, what about I've got three little boys?
Oh, boy. Okay, so I love shopping for my nephew. He loves Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So we had this item called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Talk to Me Mikey. Mm-hmm. And what he does is he's super interactive. So kids could ask him questions and he'll respond. He'll say phrases from the TV show. He's a lot of fun, and I think kids are going to love him.
Okay, very cool. And now, how are the mobile devices changing online, their shopping experiences?
So technology has certainly taken over when it comes time to shopping, right? Not only for parents, but for kids, too. So the Great Big Toys R Us Book of Awesome has actually landed on doorsteps last week, and deals are in effect now. But what I love about this book is that I used to use it when I was creating my wish list back when I was a child, whereas I used to use a marker. Kids now, through technology, can actually take a picture from the book and upload it to their wish list on ToysRUs.com so that parents can just share that list with grandparents and aunts and uncles, making it, you know, the perfect list for their little ones.
I love it. So you're talking about, of course, Toys R Us, their big wish list, their book that they send out to everybody, correct?
I am. Yeah, absolutely. 120 pages. It's the biggest book ever.
I used to do that for, I have four kids, and I used to do that with them and say, okay, you guys make my job easy, you know, and of course make your wishes come true. So it's all good. Now, what's different about the toy season that consumers should know?
So we're seeing a lot of innovation in technology with toys this year. So for example, we have the Kano computer kit. Now this item, you can actually build your own computer. So kids as young as 8 can build out a brain of a computer through like speaker systems and a keyboard, and actually in the end have a functioning computer. So this is super cool.
Unbelievable.
I know. That's
you
something...
see these babies that have, you know, iPads and iPhones, and they're playing games, and I'm like thinking, oh my God, you know, they come out with the technology already, you know, I think it's inbred now.
I know, and you know, I've accepted the fact that I think my 2-year-old is just going to be smarter than me by the time she's 5.
Oh,
I'm okay with
that. I have to tell you, each generation gets a little bit better. So I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad you are starting your day in a positive way. And of course, we're talking with Jessica Offer Joyce, and we're talking about Toys R Us. I know it's scary, but it's almost here. The holidays, they are around the corner, and you know, every year I go, I'm going to start a little bit earlier, and at the same time, you know, I always end up kind of on the same track, you know. So, but now, okay. So, who made it to the Fabulous 15 list? Can you talk about that?
Sure. So what we do is we take thousands and thousands of toys that start, like the process begins in January. We narrow those thousands and thousands of toys down to 40. These are 40 of the hottest items that that are really going to be on kids' wish lists this year. Among that 40 are the Fabulous 15. Now, these are the cream of the crop. You have everything from Paw Patrol Zooming Marshall. Now, this is a character based on a Nickelodeon show, so a lot of preschool kids are familiar with this. Same with PJ Masks. PJ Masks is such a huge, huge, huge property among those preschoolers. And at Toys R Us, we're exclusively offering all of those toys. So for the preschoolers, we have really, really fun things. And then, of course, Hug Time Poppy. So she's going to be a really popular item when it comes time for the movie coming out next week. But one of my favorite items on the Fabulous 15 is Little Live Pet Snuggles My Dream Puppy from Moose Toys. This is an adorable little dog who acts and reacts just like a real dog, but without the mess. So parents can let their little ones have that dream dog without the mess, which is really nice.
And what do those sell for? You know?
So, yep, Little Live Pet Snuggles My Dream Puppy from Moose Toys sells for $49.99. It's on sale right now through the Great Big Toys R Us Book of Awesome Deals.
Wow. Okay, and tell me what the name is of that again. What is it?
The Little Live Pet Snuggles My Dream Puppy from Moose Toys.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah.
That's a perfect gift. I mean, it makes them kind of be a little bit responsible, and at the same time, they get love back, and, you know, I think that's great. Wow.
It's super cute.
Yeah, and now let me ask you, okay, how can parents get the most value out of, you know, buying toys?
Yeah, so I like to talk about value in so many different ways. The first one being parents are really looking at the toys that they're giving their children now and saying, you know, what kind of play value does this offer? Is it something that I can buy my child and it'll last for several years in terms of like that cognitive development? Is it something that's a learning toy? So the way that parents approach toys is very different now. But then when you talk about like that actual true value in terms of money, you know, I always say that shopping early is the best way to do it. If you know that your child has this one special item and they would be heartbroken without it, we're hosting deals right now through the Great Big Toys R Us Book of Awesome. It goes through November 19th, 120 pages, 500 deals. I highly recommend checking out these deals because it's sales on all these hot items.
Right. I remember, you know, when my girls were young and the Barbie dolls, and I had to get the Christmas Barbie every year. And then so we have every year for when they were young, you know. But I remember, oh, my God, waiting in the store or the Cabbage Patch Kids, you know, or the Pound Puppies or those Power Wheels, all those things, because it was like if you didn't get there in time, you're done. You're done.
Well, Barbie is certainly not going anywhere. She's still super, super fabulous and fun. Okay. She's everywhere.
How about Cabbage Patch or Pound Puppies or Power Wheels? Are they still in or?
Yeah, actually, it's so funny because there's a big comeback on all these retro toys. So you're going to find those toys, the Pound Puppies and the Cabbage Patch dolls, they're all still in store and they're all still really popular.
Wow. Have they changed their looks or are they pretty generic the same?
They're pretty much the same as I remember as a kid with some really fun just advancements. So I think kids are going to love it.
All right. Well, again, Jessica, thank you so much. Is there a difference to buy online or offline? Does it really matter?
You know, I personally love sitting on my couch at 2 a.m. and just, you know, online shopping. Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But when you have little kids and you walk into a Toys R Us store, there's nothing more magical than watching their face light up.
Yeah.
Nothing more magical.
Nothing magic about that. So I love that. All right. And where can my listeners go for more information?
Absolutely. Everyone can visit toysrus.com/hottoys to find out everything you need to know about the hot toy list and more.
You got it. Thank you so much, Jessica, for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. And God, what a great show. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for being a part of our show today. We are full blown into the holidays now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know I'm really excited. I've got a birthday coming up, you know, another one this year. But I am a holiday birthday girl, you know. But anyways, you know what? Just go out there. Do something nice for yourself and someone else. And just have fun. Get in that holiday spirit.
And I want to remind everybody, on Tuesday, it's Giving Tuesday. So if people don't know what that is, Google it. But it's a day of charitable giving after all the turkey eating and Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So go out there, give to your charity. I'm lucky enough to have a couple matching grants out there. So follow us on pawworks.org. We have Kaylee Cuoco doing a matching grant of up to $10,000. So, you know, just give back to a charity. And if you can't give money, give time.
Perfect. I love that. And of course, I always end our show with a moment of happiness. Smile. Happiness looks gorgeous on you. Everybody, take that moment and just smile at somebody. That is the language that everybody understands. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you later.